This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard. The UW system continues to prepare for the possibility of a significant budget cut as the state legislature considers the biennial budget. Meanwhile, at UW-Eau Claire, Chancellor James Schmidt announced that voluntary separation incentives will be offered to eligible faculty and staff. Here to give us the latest on that story is Rich Kramer, WPR News reporter in Eau Claire. Rich, hi.
Hey.
Well, the UW-Eau Claire campus is offering voluntary separation incentives. That's one word. Another term is buyout to some faculty and staff. What do we know about the plan so far?
Well, they're being very careful about what they call it, first of all. The way I understand it, there may be some legal issues if they call it a buyout or if they call it early retirement. But anyway, yeah, they're calling it early incentivized retirement or early separation. It's to address what will be a projected $12 million deficit at UW-Eau Claire that would begin July 1st. Now that, if you break it down, it's $4.5 million for a budget shortfall that they have right now. And if Governor Walker's $300 million cut to the UW system stays the way it is, you know, if the lawmakers don't change it at all, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau has broken that down to about $7.6 million in cuts for UW-Eau Claire, so total $12 million. Basically, they're looking to save money without having to do layoffs or across-the-board cuts, because Chancellor Schmidt has said that that would be more painful than what he's proposing. So basically, they'll give a half a year's pay to folks that are 55 years of age or older that are invested in the Wisconsin retirement system, meaning they've worked at the university for more than 5 years. So they get the half year's pay if they retire early or if they resign.
And it sounds like this is going to be extended to some 325 faculty and staff. Does that seem like a large number?
It's a very large number, and the chancellor made it very clear that he couldn't even if he wanted to offer this to that many people. So what they had to do is they had to give it to everybody that technically qualified. Again, we're talking about legal definitions and whatnot. So they identified 325 employees that would be eligible out of the total. That's of, you know, 1,400 employees. So they'll be eligible to apply for this early separation, or this incentivized separation. And then it's up to the administration to figure out, well, what is the most strategic way to where can we cut without damaging a program, or where can we get the most savings?
It sounds like there's a couple committees in place to look at that strategic aspect of it.
Yeah, I mean, they've got the quick action or the fast action task forces. Ever since the budget address came out, and even before that, I'm sure universities like UW-Eau Claire have been having many, many meetings to prepare. Chancellor Schmidt said that he put out a kind of a challenge to all the different departments for them to look at, you know, the possibility of having to cut 10, 15, 20%, et cetera, and then offer their plans to him so he can kind of pick and choose, I guess.
Do we know how much of UW-Eau Claire's budget goes to salaries of faculty and staff?
Yes, it's around 80 to 90%. It's a huge amount. It's by far the biggest amount.
Any reaction from faculty and staff at UW-Eau Claire yet?
Yeah, I spoke with one person. Jeff Peterson is the chair of the political science department. He's also the faculty representative for the faculty senate. And, you know, he said that they knew about this, that there had been discussions. In fact, he mentioned that faculty had been having discussions about this before the administration even brought it up. And he said that this is a preferable, you know, it's kind of the best case of the worst case kind of a scenario. He said this would, you know, people would be making the choice. They wouldn't be being forced out, and that would be a lot better for morale.
Has the chancellor said what impact this could have on student instruction and class availability?
Well, his plan, and he even admitted that this might be people accuse him of being pie in the sky optimist, but his plan is to keep the university as strong and, in fact, have it be stronger in terms of the excellence that it provides. That's part of the mission, part of the motto for UW-Eau Claire. So that's why he's going to be very careful. I said, well, I kept trying to nail him down on what departments are you going to cut. And he said, well, if I've got five people that qualify in political science, there's no way that he says I could. He says I couldn't cut all five. I'd have to pick one there. And it sounds like it's going to be a very painful process and one that they have to complete fairly quickly.
Now, you've talked to the chancellor. Did he give you any indication whether he thinks that other campuses in the UW system might consider this?
He said there's a lot of eyes watching what he's doing. He claims that this is the first time that it's been done at UW-Claire, which I'm not sure, and also the first time it's been done in the UW system. But I've heard conflicting stories on that. But a lot of people are watching, so I shot out emails to some of the administration people at every university, you know, at every UW four-year campus and at UW colleges. And I got a couple responses back. Most people said, well, you know, it's one of the things that we've talked about. But specifically, UW-Stout got back to me and said, we couldn't do this because we don't have the cash reserves to be able to offer these payouts. So they're kind of in a different position. So it is really going to be campus by campus, whether or not they can afford to do this or whether or not they want to do it this way.
Rich, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Veronica.
We've been speaking with Rich Kramer, WPR's news reporter in Eau Claire. Now, steps toward a more autonomous UW system may have hit a stumbling block at last week's meeting of the UW Board of Regents. The regents said they'd maintain shared governance and faculty tenure, two things the regents would have the authority to change if the proposed state budget passes. And in response, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss questioned the need for system autonomy. He said, if you don't believe anything needs changing, then why are we giving you an authority? Karen Herzog joins us now. She's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's higher education reporter. Karen, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Karen, let's start with what Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had to say about the UW system autonomy. What's his point of view at this point?
Well, I believe he was surprised to hear last week that the Board of Regents passed a resolution endorsing tenure and shared governance, saying, well, if there is a gap between the budget being adopted and a public authority, this quasi-public authority that is the governor's proposed for the UW system that wouldn't be in place probably for another year, if there were a gap, that they would want the authority to keep tenure and shared governance. And Speaker Voss said that it was his sense that the reason you give the university system authority is to make changes, and he felt that these were major things that they needed to look at and that they needed to change.
Are there other legislators also talking about rolling back autonomy?
I believe there's a fair amount of discussion that there is concern about giving the Board of Regents complete authority, especially over tuition. And Governor Walker has said that he would like to see a cap on tuition that would be the rate of inflation if there are any future increases if a public authority were to be in place. And that would not really be in keeping with the idea of a public authority, which is to give them the autonomy to make these decisions, you know, such as making up the revenue if they have, not enough money from the state that they would want the ability to raise tuition. Of course, that makes people really nervous because the fear is that if there are several years of tuition freezes and the Board of Regents got authority to raise it, that it would be a large increase.
On the other hand, if the autonomy offer gets walked back a bit, does that mean the UW budget cut might be lessened?
Perhaps. Speaker Voss did indicate yesterday that his goal, his big priority is to reduce that cut. And now he specified that he is most concerned about the smaller campuses, the ones that don't have the cash balances that they can draw from to help fill in the gap if they take a cut. And he specifically referred to UW Parkside and Whitewater, which is Whitewater's his alma mater, and some of the other smaller campuses.
Now, by giving the UW more autonomy, it is afforded the ability to choose how to govern itself. Any idea about how that is standing at this point?
Well, there are two new task forces that the Board of Regents will be appointing, and they are specifically looking at tenure and shared governance. So there is still some discussion. While Speaker Voss is concerned that tenure and shared governance would not be done away with, perhaps under a public authority, there is some discussion about how could those be fine-tuned, because, of course, the policies really haven't changed. They've been in state statute for decades. And there's been some suggestion that perhaps in practice shared governance could be a little bit less frequent meetings. For example, UW System President Ray Cross said, I don't need a committee to tell me what color to paint my office. Now, that was an exaggeration, but there is a sense that sometimes shared governance is, I think he referred to it as participatory management on steroids.
Well, the UW-Madison Faculty Senate and Academic Staff Assembly both voted to oppose the public authority model. What is tension like right now between staff and administration at the UW-Madison campus?
Well, there's a lot of tension on campuses across the state. Madison has been pretty vocal. UW-Milwaukee has also passed resolutions saying that they oppose the public authority, and a big part of why there's the opposition, the concern, is that there isn't a lot of detail. There really is no specific plan saying this is what it's going to look like, and there's no research that says this is how much it's going to save, this is how it's going to benefit the UW system. In fact, for capital projects, if a building project involves state funding, the state would still have some authority over how it's put together.
You know, it sounds like at this point state lawmakers like Robin Voss are keeping a watchful eye on the Board of Regents. What are you expecting to see as next moves are considered from both parties?
Well, the Board of Regents meets again in a few weeks. They will not be meeting in May, but they do meet once more in April and then again in June. June, they'll be approving or making some pretty serious considerations on their budget. So they have to move fairly quickly to figure out how they're going to address these cuts. And again, I think that there really are very few specifics on what campuses are going to do. There's a whole lot of conversation. But I think that there will probably be more known about the specifics of what those cuts could look like if layoffs are in fact a part of this. Those layoff notices would need to go out around the first part of April in order to have the 60 days notice.
So things may happen pretty quickly.
And that's true, yes. And then, chancellors will tell you that they have to happen quickly because they have to make decisions sooner rather than later for the fall semester. Those decisions on which courses to offer, who's going to teach them, contracts for faculty, those all have to be decided before the end of this academic year. And the state budget won't be approved until probably late June or perhaps even into early July.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
We've been speaking with Karen Herzog, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's higher education reporter. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out. You're listening to Central Time.